Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Common Sense with Dr. Ben Carson. I'm your host, Ben Carson, and we have a fascinating guest with us today. You know, on Friday, March the 8th, it was International Women's Day, and Angel Studios released their latest hit, which is called Cabrini. And this is a film that takes place in New York City at the tail end of the 19th century. It was a very interesting place at that time, but it's the inspiring story of Mother Francesca Cabrini, an Italian immigrant and Catholic missionary whose life had a major effect on thousands, perhaps millions of people across the world. She was tenacious and incredibly courageous. And, you know, this is a time when a lot of people are yearning for family-friendly, inspirational, faith-based movies. This certainly fits the bill. And today I'm joined by Jordan Harmon, who is co-founder and president of Angel Studios. And Jordan, good to see you again.
So good to see you. I'm so glad you love the movie. It's a special film and really just a cinematic experience.
Well, speaking of it, how has the reception of the film been after opening week?
Oh man, it's been incredible. We knew the audiences would love this. The audience is, as a matter of fact, it's the highest rated wide release this year. And 98% of Rotten Tomato audiences loving it. We were a little surprised, to be honest, that the critics loved it. usually they hate everything Angel does, but they seem to be actually resonating with this one because it's such a universal story. But it's at 91% from critics, was really just surprised us. But the movie itself, like you were talking about, it is such an incredible story. And one of my favorite lines from the film is because, like, Eustace Wolfington says, this is a film for this generation, this world, as it currently is. He's the executive producer of the film. And the reason I think that is because there's so much victim mentality inside of the world today of people trying to play the victim of their life. You know, one of my deep respects for you, Dr. Carson, is I grew up reading your book, Gifted Hands. And I remember thinking, wow, watch this incredible person lift themselves out of whatever situation they were put into. It inspired me to never play the victim card. I'm not going to be a victim. I grew up in complete poverty and as a little farm boy in Idaho. I just didn't, you know, I didn't know what privilege meant. but that being said, there's a line inside of this film that's just so powerful where someone was talking about how distraught they were with their life, and Cabrini turns to them and says, "You can't choose how you come into this world, but you can choose how you live it."
Yeah. Now, that was a powerful line. There were so many powerful lines in that movie. I got from the very start, the opening scene where the little boy is trying to get somebody to help his mother. I mean, I was captivated from the beginning, and I usually cannot watch a movie without falling asleep, but I had no problem. I had no problem staying awake on this one.
I'm glad you stayed awake in this one.
What inspired Angel Studios to make this movie?
This film, Angel's model is very unique in that we have what's called the Angel Guild. It's 250,000 and growing people who they are the alternative to the Hollywood gatekeepers. Hollywood usually has 5 to 10 people in a boardroom making all the decisions for every film that comes out. And we didn't want to just become the next Hollywood. Our goal is that we can almost democratize the selection of content into the audience, where we have that Angel Guild. So every film that comes into our ecosystem, like Sound of Freedom, like Cabrini, they first go through the Angel Guild. So as founders and executives, we have no ability to greenlight any project until the Angel Guild gives its thumbs up first. And so when this went through the guild, it got a resounding yes, one of the highest scores we've seen. And it's clear why. The film is so beautiful. Every frame is a motion, you know, painting. For those who are watching, they're going, are you driving? I'm not driving right now. I have a brother who's driving. Do not worry. But the Angel Guild loved this film, and it's clear. You can see why once you've watched the movie. You walk out inspired and hopeful about life.
Well, you know, we're living in a time when there are people who are having trouble even deciding what is a woman.
Yeah. You would think that wouldn't be a really hard question to answer.
Did that ridiculous debate that's going on about what a woman is play any part in your deciding to highlight this woman's life?
Absolutely. This is a real woman. She's a woman who showed the world the power that God gives to women in their being, what they are. They have their own unique gifts. There are things that Cabrini did that men wouldn't have the intuition to do. Mm-hmm. And the way she did them and how she did them, it's not about, us celebrating our similarities. It's about celebrating our differences and understanding that we are unique. And so this film is such a powerful testament to a true woman hero who inspired the world, built an empire of hope that was as big of anything the Rockefellers did. And it's absolutely stunning.
Absolutely. You know, most people probably don't have a very good impression of what life was like for immigrants, and particularly immigrants from Italy.
Yes.
This really shed some light on it. What was life really like? I mean, was it really bad?
It's incredible to hear that, to understand the history. I was embarrassed that I didn't know the history better. And the history of this, the Italian immigrant and what they went through. They went through so many hard times and so much despair. But one of the things that Cabrini taught them is she taught them when they would come over to, one, do it right. She taught them, learn the language, learn the history of the United States of America, learn to love this country. Mm-hmm. And that was such an important theme in this film that I think is sometimes overlooked. Like, we look at immigration's a mess right now. It's an absolute mess. And so it's so important for people to not only come and bring their talents and their gifts, but learn the language, learn the history, learn to love this country and what the founding fathers did. And that's such a powerful message that Cabrini spread to any immigrant that came over.
And it's a message that we really need to talk about right now with what's going on in our country.
100%.
Recognize that obviously we are a nation of immigrants, but legal immigrants. These people didn't sneak into the country, but they were treated like, well, she said the rats have a better life than the kids in that neighborhood.
But she didn't wait for the government to come solve their problems either. She turned around and she instigated through private enterprise and through, entrepreneurial behaviors, how to solve those problems. She didn't sit around on her hands and say, well, I'm waiting for everybody to come solve my problems for me. She's like, no, we're going to go and solve these problems. And that is a mentality that we need in the world to be able to solve the problems of the world, to lift people out of poverty and to truly do incredible things.
And most people would have obviously given up, faced what she was facing.
Oh my goodness.
Time and time again.
I would like to think that I would have been able to overcome what she overcame, but man, it's absolutely remarkable. My wife and I, my wife said, because obviously Angel's done so many different films and TV shows over the years that we're really proud of. But my wife said, this is my favorite thing that Angel's ever brought out. because it truly inspires. It's an annual for her. It's one that she wants to watch every year because she wants our kids to see a role model that truly inspired and took over her life and leaned on God. You know, she quotes in the scriptures saying, you know, we can do all things through him
right.
who strengthens us.
Yeah, she reminds me so much of my mother, who was always told, you know, what you can't do. And
yes.
I remember.
I feel like I know your mother, even though I don't because of the book. I read that book multiple times, and I'm like, I know who you're talking about. And your mother's an incredible woman.
Well, when my brother went to high school, they tried to put him in a vocational track. And she said, no. She went there and she tore that place up. She said, my boy's going to college and he's going to be in college. And they finally just relented to her.
There's nothing that can get in her way.
Then he became a rocket scientist instead of a factory worker. Not that there's anything wrong with factory workers, but you.
So you got the short end of the stick, Dr. Carson.
That's exactly right. Well, do you feel like, you know, there seems to be a certain amount of prejudice in Hollywood for Christian-based films? You think maybe this is starting to break through a little bit with movies like this?
It does feel that way. Like when the critics came in at 91%, it felt like there was an element. And I even saw, you know, articles that were saying this is more than a faith-based film, or this is, you know, even people in Hollywood who have kind of looked and turned their nose down on films like this in the past, they're appreciating the cinematic masterpiece that Alejandro Monteverde and his director of photography, Gorka, has created. It is on level and on par with anything out there. One of the reviews said, you know, this gives Martin Scorsese a run for his money because it's just such a beautiful film. You feel like you've been thrown into, you know, 1880s New York and you feel immersed in the experience. And so I think that part of the reason, you know, that Hollywood is embracing this film, or not, well, they're not exactly embracing it, but part of the reason that some of the people in Hollywood are giving it good reviews is because it is so beautiful and it's very difficult to criticize when it's at such a high level, but they do find a way to do it. There was a review yesterday that literally said the photography is unimaginative. And I'm like, did you even watch the movie?
I think they had already predetermined to say that.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm like, they went in blindfolded, literally blindfolded. They did not watch it.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Jordan Harmon talking about the latest film, Cabrini, of Angel Studios. Be right back.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I got to tell you, this movie captured my attention from the very beginning, from the very first scenes. And I don't say that about many movies. I usually cannot stay awake and watch a movie. I just can't do it. But this one had no problem whatsoever staying awake. And so emotional. So make sure you take a box of tissue with you when you get ready to watch it. But also so many different themes. And I want to ask you, Jordan, I mean, there were so many memorable scenes. What were some of your favorite scenes in the movie?
My favorite scene in the movie is undisputably when they talk about when the reporter is talking about Karina. I won't give anything away, but he's talking about how he taught the children to love their country, to learn the language. She taught them to learn the history of the countries they immigrated over. But then she said that they said that she taught them. She felt strongly that if she could teach them and educate their hearts, first their hearts, that would be the greatest healing factor that they could do. And to me, that really resonated because my wife and I, we really focused. There's a curriculum called the Well-Educated Heart, and we really focused on teaching our children the importance of, you know, to love stories. Like before we teach our kids to read, we just read stories to them over and over and over again because we want them to love stories and understand why stories are important, because then they have context of why they need to learn to read.
Right.
Versus just teaching in the letters and sounding things out, like they have no context of why that's important into their life. But I think that goes deeper. When you give people context of why something's important, like Cabrini did with these children, they truly learn the principles and they learn to love to learn. And I think that our society is devoid of that. There's so many people who are just being turned into robots, or they're kind of just going through the system and they're not learning the principles that really make what makes this country incredible and great. And so that scene resonated with me so heavily. And then the other scene that really resonated with me was just Cabrini's nurturing of these wonderful children.
Absolutely.
It was so powerful to watch her nurture these children and love them and take care of them. And I just remember the line in the movie where, I can't remember exactly how she says it, but Cabrini says that children deserve to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so true. It is such a powerful thing when you can just love children. Like, it's just, there's so much pain and suffering that's going on in the world right now. And so much that is being pushed onto our children. Like, they are being hurt and manipulated, and so this film is just so beautiful. It's so beautiful in how it shows that.
Yeah, I think you're thinking about the scene where he was talking to the other nun about some of the clothing that the children are
wearing. Yes,
and
that's exactly right.
Expensive. So she said they deserve the best.
They deserve the best.
That was great. You know, this has been described by many people as the perfect girl dad movie. What do you think? Why do you think it's being described that way?
I've got some girls in my family, and my brothers have got some girls, and we are honored to be able to take our girls to this because it's such a beautiful film where we can sit down with them. They can experience something so powerful and so inspiring. But we're also the cool dad because it's an exciting film and it's so beautiful and cinematic. And so, you know, my brother Neil, his oldest daughter, she came out of the movie and she said, "This is my favorite film of all time." She's 18 or 19. And she just was like, "I this film is everything I ever want a film to be." And so, you know, if you want to be the cool dad, take your daughters to this movie. It is absolutely girl dad approved. And women and men, there was a saying in one of the screenings that was done where a guy got up and said, "Every woman should see this movie and every man should see it twice."
Well, you know, it was pretty cool near the end of the movie when the official was saying to her, "You would have made a good man."
Yeah.
She said, "Men can do this."
Men can do what we do. Oh man, but she did it in a way that, you know, she wasn't hating on men in any way, shape, or form. She was just showing the world the power of what God gives women, their gifts.
Yeah.
The power to nurture and to care and to understand. Like, it's not that, you know, she understood that men had gifts too.
Absolutely.
Men have incredible gifts. It wasn't about, you know, that's one of the things I hate about, you know, so many of the stories today is they hate on men or they hate on, like, it's not about that. It's about understanding that we're all unique and individual and that we all provide so much value to the world and to each other.
Amen. Now, this movie was released on International Women's Day. Was that a coincidence?
No, absolutely. No, we never even considered it. We didn't know that. No, I'm just kidding. It absolutely was not a coincidence. This is we believe that, Cabrini is the role model that our daughters deserve today. And that is very important to us. And so we're excited that this film will inspire a generation to be more like Francesco Cabrini.
Well, you know, when I was at HUD, one of the things I discovered in terms of social programs and housing that really worked was when the federal government worked with local governments, as well as faith-based organizations, nonprofits. When they all work together, it's an incredible synergy, and it works.
You can actually get stuff done.
Yeah. And that's basically how she got it done. It took a little bit of energy and persistence to get the government to see the light. But yes, once they saw the light, look, in fact, what was able to be done. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, it's incredible. She literally has built an empire of hope that's touched, you know, every continent across the world, literally just hundreds of organizations. It's absolutely remarkable. You know, people have to see this film. I was embarrassed that I didn't know more about Mother Cabrini.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know much about her either, but I sure know now. I got to tell you.
Yes.
Now, I want to ask you, you got some pretty big names in this picture. How'd you do that? How'd you assemble a cast?
Alejandro Monteverde, he always says he's the director, and that I'm going to chalk up all the credit of this production and this film to him. You know, obviously, Angel, we're so honored to get it out to the world. But he wrote with Rod Barr an incredible script. And when they showed it to John Lithgow and David Morse and Christiana Delana, these incredible actors and actresses, when they showed them, the story sold itself. You know, Alejandro and Rod are such incredible writers. They do such a good job of elevating what would be considered, quote unquote, faith-based, or how they try to pigeonhole things to,
right.
This is such an incredible film. It's on par with any film out there. And so the story sold itself. You know, it was so great to, you know, go through this process with David Morse and watch how he was just resonating. I remember when we were at the premiere in New York, David just got emotional because he was, and he plays the archdiocese, the archbishop. And he gets up and just was saying how incredibly honored he was to be a part of such an incredible story. And the way it was told and executed, it's amazing.
It is kind of risky though for actors to associate themselves with these kinds of movies because of the camera.
Well, it's paying off. Even like I said, we were surprised, but even 91% of the critics are rating this positively, and hopefully this is a shift in the tide of how people view this type of entertainment.
I sure hope so. All they got to do is look at it. I don't care how they feel about faith-based movies. They'll like the movie just for the artistic expertise that was manifested. Now, we're going to have to take another quick break, and we'll be right back with Jordan Harmon with more Common Sense.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. Welcome back to Common Sense. You know, we're talking to Jordan Harmon about their latest movie release, Cabrini. And what a great work. If you haven't seen it yet, please get tickets and take your whole family. You will not be disappointed. I can guarantee you that. You know, how can people learn more about the great things that Angel Studios are doing? I mean, people may not know it, but you're responsible for The Chosen, The Sound of Freedom, The Tuttle Twins. I mean, you guys are a big deal.
we've been busy. We're a 10-year overnight success, is what I tell people. It's been a remarkable 10 years. Our mission is to tell stories that amplify light. Go to angel.com. You can download the Angel app. It is absolutely a network that is building around this common theme of wanting to have stories that amplify light into the world. And all of our shows and films, they're all chosen by the Angel Guild before any executive or founder can greenlight the project. The Angel Guild first has to say, we want it. And it's comprised of 250,000 members who are people who are like you, anybody else in the world, who they can go and watch our content before it ever comes out on Angel's platform and say, this amplifies light. And this is something I want to exist in the world. And that's very unique because no other studio does that. No other studio turns those keys over to the audience and says, you get to be the alternative to the Hollywood gatekeepers. And so it's a very powerful system. But we also believe that when we do this, we're going to serve the audience better than we ever could if we tried to just select the content ourselves. Instead of us guessing what everybody wants, let's let them tell us what they want. And as they do, we're going to continue to provide better and better and better content. And so it's the stories that we're trying to tell, we have principles on what amplified light means. And that is anything that is true, honest, noble, authentic. And one of the key words is excellent. It has to be excellent. We do not want to be a studio that's looked at as, oh, well, I'm going to go because it has a good message.
All right.
We want you to be entertained, to love the film, to be just entrenched in it and feel like you're in any type of Hollywood production from Warner Brothers or Disney or anybody else. But the difference is ours will teach truth, not nihilism. And that is such an important thing because there's so much nihilism being taught in the world today. And so this is such an important mission to us.
Well, I'm sure there's some people watching this right now, and they're a little fuzzy about exactly what the guild is and how they can get involved or if they can get involved. Can you clear it up for them?
Yeah, actually, you can go to angel.com, and I believe we actually have a URL, and maybe your team can throw it up on the screen. But for Dr. Carson specifically, you can go there. You can get tickets for Cabrini, but you can also join the Angel Guild by just going to angel.com/guild, and you can become a member of the Angel Guild. This is the single most important thing right now that an individual can do to influence culture. The way that we influence culture is through the entertainment space. It is the tip of the spear. What culture looks like in 20 years is influenced by the entertainment of today. And so if we can continue to tell these stories at a broad scale, you know, we have 100 plus million viewers across all of our shows and films. And we're so honored to have so much support across the world. We're just getting started. If we want to influence culture, we have to do it this way.
Well, you guys are doing a fantastic job. You know, it has been the goal for decades of some people who want to fundamentally change our nation to get into Hollywood and to get into all of the social media. And you can actually read that in the Congressional Record from January the 10th, 1963, that was one of their goals. And organizations like Angel Studios are providing, you know, the background to be able to resist some of the deleterious things that are being thrust upon our population. So on behalf of the people, I just want to thank you. I know it took a lot of courage and fortitude, just like it did with Mother Cabrini. You were going against the wind. And I think God will bless that effort. And I just want to thank you for doing it.
Thank you, Dr. Carson. That means the world coming from you. Thank you.
Absolutely. And we'll be back with my closing comment in 1 minute.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You enjoy that conversation. You know, Jordan is quite an amazing guy, he and his brother, and the whole Angels Network, people who have courage to bring inspirational stories. Some of you remember The Sound of Freedom. You know, that brought to light a situation that is horrendous that was being hidden right under our noses. And bringing historical documents like this movie, what we need. So I hope that you and your family will go and see this movie and start thinking about things that you can do in your own sphere of influence. Think about kindness and courage in manifesting that kindness toward others and what that can do in their lives. We all have so much more influence than we think we have. We just have to be determined. And I think this will help you get that determination. Well, that's the show for this week. Please remember to subscribe for free, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from. Spread the word, rate us, review us, and we got to make common sense common once again. And remember the cornerstone principles: faith, liberty, community, and life. See you next week.